AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. More arrests today in connection with the Berlin truck attack. The nephew of suspect Anas Amri and two other people have been taken into custody in Tunisia. Amri had sent his nephew money to join him in Europe. It's not clear, though, whether Amri got any help fleeing from Germany from these men. There are warnings in this country about the threat of terrorism. This is the AP's Carlotta Bradley.
A warning from the FBI and Department of Homeland Security has gone out to law enforcement nationwide. It was issued after a publicly available list of U.S. churches was posted on a militant's social media site.
The United States has rebuked its longtime ally, Israel, on the issue of settlements in the West Bank and East Jerusalem. The U.S. abstained when it came down to a vote on a U.N. Security Council resolution condemning those settlements.
One cannot simultaneously champion expanding Israeli settlements and champion a viable two-state solution that would end the conflict. One has to make a choice between settlements and separation.
That's the U.N. Ambassador Samantha Power. President-elect Donald Trump had demanded the U.S. veto the resolution. After that vote was taken Friday, he tweeted that once he's in office, things will be different. Trump has also reopened debate over nuclear proliferation.
Actually growing the nuclear arsenal would amount to a sharp U.S. strategy shift. But a Trump transition team spokesman says the president-elect's tweet amounts to a warning to nations like Russia and China, who are talking about expanding their nuclear capability. MSNBC's reporting, Trump told one of its hosts in a phone call, "Let it be an arms race," vowing the U.S. will outmatch and outlast them all. Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
The parents of a college student who died in Oakland's deadly warehouse fire have filed the first lawsuit in connection with the disaster. The suit blames the building's owner, chief tenant, and others for her death. She was one of 36 people killed when fire broke out in that converted warehouse. This is AP Radio News. It could be a very white and snowy Christmas for some people. A large section of the Dakotas is under a blizzard warning, with the National Weather Service forecasting heavy snow and strong winds. The big question for kids today are, where's Santa and when will he get here? The folks at NORAD are tracking him right now, and just about an hour ago, they pinpointed his position somewhere over the Pacific Ocean.
Santa's in over Australia, so he's been in the Pacific and he's over Australia, and he's delivered over 700 million gifts.
That's General Lori Robinson at NORAD. This will be President Obama's last Christmas as Commander-in-Chief. Included in today's White House greeting was a replay of the way the family's first message sounded.
This is our first Christmas in the White House, and we... What? Stop! What? You know what? You've got to stop it, all right? You've got to get it together. You're going to have to pull it together, POTUS.
Sounds like they were having fun. The Obamas are spending this Christmas in Hawaii. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.